Family Worship Primer, Episode 2.
Welcome to Bridgecast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topics.
Family Worship Primer Episode 2 is focused upon the second question of the Children's Catechism that we're using at Eastside Baptist Church throughout the year. And my encouragement to make sure you've got that little booklet that Renee put together. And hey, if you don't have a copy of it, make sure to find me sometime this week or next week, and I'll make sure you get a copy of that. And I can give you either just a printed sheet of it or the little booklet that we're using inside of homes. And so question number two comes off of question number one, by the way, which is a good moment to do some review. We'll be doing the review during the Sunday morning corporate worship gathering when we invite the children to come down to the front and sit with one of the pastors as they walk through the questions together with the children. They'll be asking the questions. Encourage your children to say back to the pastors what the answer is, and that will intensify and even give a different dynamic to the experience of going through these catechisms, that they're able to answer the questions. And of course, ultimately what we're wanting in this is that the increasing of understanding will come upon the children. And we understand and we completely respect that understanding is going to come at various levels and at different stages in each child according to their age and according to that glorious understanding that God has given to them. So question number two is, where do we learn how to glorify God? And this is an important question, and we can, again, utilize what the Scriptures tell us, which will always be helping the children understand that all questions that we're asking, the answers that we want to give to these are rooted from Scripture. And we don't just come up with these out of a philosophical idea. These are things that Scripture speaks about. And so then from that vantage point, we want to know, how does God do what he does? And how do we know him? Which is essentially this question, is where do we learn how to glorify God? And so the encouragement here is that evening, by the way, a good exercise in this for you to help teach this with your children is some night when it's a clear night, and it might be cold during the winter months. It could even be cold in the summer months, but on a cold, clear nighttime sky, gather the children outside the house. And listen, some of you who live inside the city, you may have to do a little more planning in this and even incorporate a short drive just outside of the city, or at least where you can get away from the lights around your neighborhood. But have them look up in the sky, and that will begin to make sense in the question, and especially in the answer from the Scripture verses that we'll examine as well. And just have some dialogue and discussion about what they see. Ask questions about what they think this means. And all of this, of course, with the influence of what the Scriptures that we're going to look at will help us see this as well. You might could even do this by, if you have any family pets. It's a strange way, perhaps, to think about this, but bring the dog in if he doesn't normally come in, or bring the cat into the and observe him, look at the cat and ask questions about it. How did this cat get to be a cat? How did this dog? What are some of the characteristics in the nature? Who determines the difference between a cat and a dog? And that will just help in some of the emphasizing a different variety of teaching and observing. It's teaching the children to ask questions, to have an inquisitive mind. And then, of course, obviously, we always want to come down to the conclusion of this, that we're not just looking for opinions about these things. We want to know factually about what God has done, and where is the best place for us to learn about how we might glorify him. And so the answer to this is, again, on your catechism question, teach the children to answer these questions as close as possible to word by word, because it's going to just help give articulation to them, especially as they grow, or maybe even more so, especially if they're older. that the articulation of the answer to this is really critical. Now, if you have really small children, you might want to even shorten down the question. You may need to simplify the answer, and have and express total liberty to do that with these Q&A of these catechisms. Remember, the Q&A here in these catechisms are not equal to Scripture. So we can tweak them a bit for the benefit of the children to learn. What we don't want to adjust is what the Word of God says. And so adapt this according to the age of your children, their capacity to understand, and what they might be thinking. So we want to ask the question, where do we learn how to glorify God? Well, we answer that from the catechism position based upon two pieces of Scripture, and actually we can make an argument this is more than just two pieces of Scripture, but at least two references that we'll make reference to in the study of this, one being from Psalm chapter 19 and the other being from 1 John chapter 2, and we'll look at both of those in just a moment. The answer to this question is, where do we learn how to glorify God? We learn how to glorify God in two primary ways. We learn how to glorify God from what His creation reveals, and that's why maybe a nighttime family field trip to observe the skies, to think and observe, ask questions, considering all that. We learn to glorify God from what His creation reveals. But, and I think this is really critical, it would be good to do that, and it would be helpful to do that, because it will be a natural, logical conclusion to come to, that God exists and that there is an intentional being behind all of creation. But that doesn't tell us who God is. That just tells us that there is a God. And so where we can learn to glorify God by what God has made, because it logically tells us that there obviously has to be a God, but we still need to know, where do we have a place that is reliable and trustworthy, and that is His Word. The Bible is the only reliable way to learn to glorify God. So again, the question is, where do we learn how to glorify God? The answer, we learn to glorify God from what His creation reveals, but His Word, the Bible, is the only reliable way to learn to glorify Him. Hey, just as in any of these catechism questions in your family worship gatherings, if you have reading children, be sure to read the Scripture text, Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands. And then 1 John chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, the first half of verse 5, the one who says, I have come to know Him and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. So there's going to be some need to think through that text, to teach in that text. We obviously see some things that are really critical there about the emphasis of God commanding, God telling, God saying. And so we need that puts the emphasis on the Scripture, obviously. You might plan a trip one night to step outside, as I said earlier, while it's dark and look up into the sky. You might plan a trip down to the planetarium for the family on a nighttime viewing event at the planetarium at the College of Southern Idaho. You might want to find time as well to read the first several chapters of the book of Genesis. There you'll find more expression of the what and the how God's doing that. But obviously keep the emphasis in the right place. Be careful how we think about God. Just by having field trips or doing something like this doesn't necessarily make the reality itself a reliable source. We want to know, what does God have to say about Him? What does He have to say about us? And how we might glorify Him, which is a review of question number one. Hey, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your household. May the Lord bless the advancement of the gospel in our day through His church, in our town, in our valley, in our state, to the United States at large, and to the ends of the earth. By the grace of God, we'll catch you next time on the Family Worship Primer.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write